In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Hey, it's Father Tom. I'm glad to be with you today. You know, I hear the words of Jesus in my heart and in my head. I have come to seek and save that which was lost. I have come to seek and save that which was lost. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep. My sheep know me. And when that one sheep goes away, I go looking for that sheep. I hear the words of Jesus saying, I look for that lost sheep. I look for that lost sheep, and I place that lost sheep upon my shoulders. Oh, I hear the words of Jesus saying, oh, heaven rejoices over one sinner that repents. All the angels rejoice over one sinner that repents. I'm looking at the 8th chapter of St. Matthew, or the 9th chapter of St. Matthew, and it is the call of Matthew. And as Jesus passed from there, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at his custom booth. Now, Matthew was a Jew working for Rome, and he was collecting taxes. He was a hated man. And he said unto him, Matthew, follow me. And immediately he arose and followed Jesus. I wonder what Jesus looked like when he said that to Matthew. I wonder the eyes of Jesus looking into Matthew's heart. Matthew, follow me. He left his money-changing booth. He left his tax booth to follow Jesus. Now, what would you think? Jesus would be going to the synagogue and going to find all the people who pray? No. He went and he found Matthew. Remember the scripture, I've come to seek and save that which was lost. I have not come for the righteous. I've come for those that are not righteous. This is Jesus. Why do you think he spared me? And why do you think he spared you? There is no, not one that's righteous, not one. Now, what does Matthew do as a result of the call? Let's see. And it came to pass, as Jesus sat at dinner in the house of Matthew, behold, many publicans and sinners came and sat down with Jesus and his disciples. So Matthew has a big party, and he invites more people, sinners, tax collectors, lost sheep. Today I'm thinking about sheep that are in jail, sheep that are broken, sheep that cannot stop drinking, or sheep that cannot stop drugging, or sheep that have got into trouble and end up behind bars. Today I'm thinking how much Jesus loves these sheep, how much he loves these sheep. As I said on WEZE, I have seen so many transformations in jail because people spend their time praying, not everyone, spend their time reading the scriptures, spend their time doing exercise. Really, it's a jail can be a monastic place, but it's very difficult for the parents, and it's very difficult for the family. And we need to pray today for a certain one, and we're going to call his name James. That's not his name, but we're going to call his name James, that the Lord would finally fix James, because he's really tried hard. James has really tried hard to stop drinking, and he can't. And I'm not going to be pointing the finger at James, because you know what? By the grace of God, there go I. Let me tell you about what happened just the other day. Then we'll go back to the scripture. I buried a man the other day, and the man had committed suicide. And you know, we do not know what is in the heart of a man or a woman. We have no right to condemn people. Well, a woman called us up on the phone and said, Father Tom, you do not have a right to bury this man because of the way he died. I said, you know what? You're a religious woman, and I don't need your kind of religion. You want to know why? because I didn't die for this man. I didn't have nails in my hands for this man. I didn't have nails in my feet for this man. I know someone who did. I'm not putting this man in heaven, and I'm not putting this man in hell. This man deserves a funeral, and he deserves for us to pray for him. And I'm telling you, you're a religious person, and your religion stinks because you can look at people and judge people, thinking that you're better than they are. And let me just tell you, honey, you're no better than anybody else. You're no better than me, and I'm no better than you. And you know what? Let me tell you this. I'm no better than the man who committed suicide. I need Jesus 100%, and I don't know what was in that man's heart. I don't know the torment he was under. I trust God. The only thing I can do is to trust God. I don't put him in heaven, and I don't put him in hell. But today I have to trust God that the Lord loved him more than I could ever think of. So as a result of Jesus calling Matthew, many publicans and sinners came and sat down with Jesus and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw it, these are the religious people, they said unto his disciples, "Why does your master eat with sinners and tax collectors and publicans?" Here we go again. This kind of religion we don't need. We don't need a religion that judges people. We don't need a religion that judges people. Well, if you have a master who's supposed to be a prophet, look who he's sitting around with. He's sitting around with that Matthew, the tax collector. And look at all these other bums. These are no good people. Listen to what Jesus says. But when Jesus heard that, he said unto them, "Those that are healthy do not need a physician, but those that are sick are in need of a physician. Go and learn what the meaning is. I desire mercy and not sacrifice, for I have come not to call the righteous, but I have come to call sinners." I have come to seek and save that which was lost. I have come to seek and save that which was lost. That's why Jesus came, to seek and save James, to seek and save you, to seek and save me. And let me tell you that the greatest thing about being lost is being found. The greatest thing about being lost is when Jesus finds you. And I don't want to be a religious person thinking, you know, look at Jesus eating with tax collectors and prostitutes, eating with sinners and publicans. I want to say, I want to be comfortable at that table because you know what? Jesus came to seek and save the lost because that's who he came to seek and save. That's the table of the Lord. That's the table of the Lord. Those that are broken, those that are poor, those that are needy, those that are drunks, those that are drug addicts, Jesus came to seek and save that which was lost. And the thing is that the devil tells us that we're the hopeless case, that God can't do anything for us. God can't do anything to us. We are the hopeless case of Jesus. That is a lie from the pit of hell. I know I'm talking to people who drink and they've tried to stop drinking over and over and over again, and still it's like a demon that possesses them. I say in the name of Jesus Christ, I break that demonic stronghold. I say in the name of Jesus Christ, I break that bondage that causes you to drink. Maybe this woman was abused, and the only way she can stop drinking, get healing, or feel healed, or feel whole is drinking. But she's got to deal with the abuse. Unless she deals with the abuse, she's not going to get healed. This is real. This is real stuff. And, you know, I know it's difficult to deal with abuse. I know it's difficult to deal with abuse. But you know what? Unless you deal with the abuse deals with you. It's as simple as that. I know you don't want to look at the abuse, whether it was a sexual abuse or whether it was a physical abuse or whether it was an emotional abuse. Unless you deal with the abuse with Jesus Christ, that abuse will deal with you. You'll be continually on drugs. You'll be continually on alcohol. You'll be continually on food. Let me tell you, he has come to seek and save that which is lost. I talk to people in prison today. How many people listen to me in prison? I get letters every week from prisoners. I come to tell you, my friends, if you've been abused, deal with it. Ask Jesus to come into that abuse. Ask Jesus to heal you from the inside out. Ask Jesus to finally do what he wants to do in you. You can't run anymore. You're in jail today. You can't run. But you know what? Run to Jesus. Run to Jesus. Run to Jesus. He will help you. He will help you. He will help you. That's what he's all about. He has come to seek and save that which was lost. He's not into this religious foolishness that says, oh, look at, he's eating with sinners and tax collectors. Jesus is not into that kind of stuff. He's into mercy. He's into mercy. He's into mercy. I'm looking now at Mark 2. This is another beautiful passage. And again, Jesus entered into Capernaum. Capernaum was his town. That's where he did most of the miracles. After some days, it was told that he was in Peter's house, and he straightway, many people gathered together around the house, though there was no room even around the door. And what was Jesus doing? And he preached the word of God unto them. And they came unto Jesus, bringing a man who was paralyzed with palsy. And there were four men who brought him to Jesus, but they could not get in to the door because of the crowd. So what did they do? They uncovered the roof where he was, and when they had broken it up, they let down the bed, and the sick man who had palsy and was paralyzed was placed before Jesus. Jesus saw their faith, and he said unto the sick man with palsy, Son, your sins are forgiven you. But there were certain scribes eating there, and they were reasoning in their hearts, Why does this man speak blasphemy? Who can forgive sins but God alone? And immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they so reasoned within themselves, he said unto them, Why do you do these things in your heart? Which is easier for me to say to the sick man, Your sins are forgiven, arise, get up and walk, but that you might know that the Son of Man has power to forgive sins, arise, take up your bed, and walk. And you know what? Immediately he arose and took up his bed and went forth before them. All were amazed and glorified God. Let me tell you this, my friends. Where do your friends lead you? What kind of friends do you have? These four men were the best friends of this man that was paralyzed. You want to know why? These four men brought him to Jesus. Where do your friends lead you? Do your friends bring you to Jesus, or do your friends bring you to a bar room? If your friends don't bring you to Jesus, dump them. If your friends bring you to places where you get into trouble, dump them. You don't need them. You don't need them. You don't need them. You've got to find friends that will lead you to Jesus. You've got to find friends that'll bring you to the Lord. These four men had heard about Jesus. They went to Simon Peter's house. The place was mobbed with people. They could not get in. But you know what? When you have something in your heart that you've got to do, you'll do it. What they did is they climbed on top of the roof, they took off some of the branches, and they lowered the pallet before Jesus. These are the kind of friends that I want. Friends that will lead me to Jesus. Friends that will lead me to the Lord Jesus Christ. These are the kind of friends that I need. These are the kind of friends that you need. Friends that will bolster me up and not kick me while I'm down. I'm talking to prisoners again today. Prisoners, it's Christmas, and it's the best time of the year for many, and it's the worst time of the year for others. The worst time of the year for others. Please know that the Lord loves you. Know that God has a plan for you. You can use your incarceration to pray and to pray for me, that God would reach people through me. You can be my apostolic people that will pray for me, that God will reach people that I could never reach, but your prayers can go out to reach them, and the Lord can use me to reach them. You can pray that people would snap on the radio at the right time when I'm speaking exactly to them. This is how God works. I'll never forget Vi Ferretra. Vi Ferretra had just been told she had cancer and that she didn't have long to live. And you know what? She was in bed one morning, and she was so depressed, and all of a sudden her clock radio clicked on. It was Clinton White, and Clinton White, she had never heard of Clinton White. He said, "You might have just been told you have cancer, but I tell you, God has a plan for your life." Let me tell you, those things happen. Those things happen. That happened to Vi Ferretra. Right now, Vi Ferretra, I know where she is. She's in heaven. This happened many, many, many years ago. But you see, you people that are in prison can pray. You can pray that God uses me and God uses other people to reach other people that are lost, because Jesus came to seek and save that which was lost. So, Father, I pray today for prisoners. I pray for those that are incarcerated. I pray for their families. I pray for those that could not stop drinking. I pray that they would deal with the root cause. Whatever the root cause is, I pray that they would finally look at the root cause and go on with their life. Because, Lord, that's what you have for people. And I pray for mercy. I pray for mercy when they're before the courts. I pray for mercy, Lord, because, Lord, all of us are guilty. All of us are guilty. And if we were all guilty, Lord, and you didn't give us mercy, we'd all be headed toward hell. So I pray for mercy, Lord, that you would show mercy to people, especially to those people that are lost, especially to those people that don't know their left hand from their right because they're so confused. Oh, Lord, I pray for mercy. I pray for mercy. I pray that you would give them mercy, because without your mercy, we have nothing. And so I'm going to read now about St. Peter. And when they had dined, Jesus said unto St. Peter, unto Peter, Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" And he said unto him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love thee." And he said unto him, "Feed my lambs." You people in jail, you are the lambs. Jesus says to Simon Peter, "Feed my lambs." He said unto him again a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" And Simon said, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Feed my sheep." You people in jail are my sheep, the Lord says. And I want to feed you. I want to feed you with the forgiveness food. I want to feed you with love. I want to feed you with mercy. And he said unto him a third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was grieved because he said to him a third time, "Do you love me?" And he said unto him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." And Jesus said unto him, "Feed my sheep." Again, you are the sheep of the Lord. You belong to him. You belong to him. He takes you right now on his shoulders, and he says, "I have loved you with an everlasting love, and you are mine." And no matter what you're going through, nothing can break the bond between my love and you. Let me love you. Let me love you. Let me love you. Let me love you. Let me take you upon my shoulders now. You people who are in jail, or you people that are scheduled to go to jail, let me take you upon my shoulders now, and let me say I have loved you with an everlasting love, and you are mine, and I will never leave you, and I will never forsake you, for I have called you to be mine. I have branded you on the palm of my hands, that even if your mother should forsake you, I will never forsake you. I have graven you on the palm of my hands. You are mine, and I am yours. Feed my sheep. Verily, verily, I say unto you, Simon, when you were young, you girded yourself, and you walked where you would want to walk. But now when you are old, you shall stretch forth your hands, and another shall gird you, and carry you where you do not want to go. And he was signifying the kind of death that Peter would show to glorify God. I tell you, it is the job of the shepherd to feed the sheep, and that Jesus has come to save and to seek that which was lost. That's you. Pray with me now. Pray with me now if you know that you need Jesus. Pray with me now. Lord Jesus Christ, I am a prisoner, whether I'm in jail or I'm a prisoner to myself. Set me free from within. Set me free from within. Forgive all my sins. Wash me with your blood. Set this captive free. Set this captive free through the power of the blood that you shed on the cross for me. Set me free. I want to know the freedom that you won for me when you gave your life for me. I surrender my life to you. I surrender my life to you. I am your lamb. I am yours. I am broken, and I turn to you for salvation and for healing. For healing and salvation. Amen and amen and amen. Today I ask you to pray for prisoners, especially for the person I said, James. Pray for him and pray for his family, that this experience of jail would bring peace. Would bring peace to the person in his heart, and pray for mercy. I thank you for listening. I'm on every day at this time proclaiming the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, proclaiming the gospel that, you know, you have to have friends that lead you to Jesus. And if they don't lead you to Jesus, dump them. Dump them. You know, if they lead you to sin, you don't need friends that lead you to sin. Just dump them. You need men and women, boys and girls, that are going to bolster your faith in Christ. You don't need people that are going to lead you to do things you shouldn't be doing. If your friend doesn't lead you to Jesus, just throw him away, because he's no friend at all. Let me tell you that much. You don't have a friend if he doesn't lead you to Jesus. Those four men brought that paralytic before Jesus, and Jesus forgave his sins, and Jesus healed his body. I need to hear from you. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. That's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. People in Washington, D.C., if I am to continue there, I really need to hear from people. People on WACE, if I am to continue there, people in Long Meadow, I need to hear from you. People in Phoenix, Arizona, all around, in Maricopa, I need to hear from you so that we can pay our bills. People in Maryland, I need to hear from you. The mailing address is simple. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. That's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. What about Albuquerque Yes, I need to hear from people in Albuquerque. I need to hear from people throughout the country. And you know what? You can click me on the computer any time of the day or night, www.inseason.net. www.inseason.net. I'll say it again, www.inseason.net. And we have many television programs on. I have one on drugs that is in very, 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 very important in people's lives. www.inseason.net. We have television and we have radio there, and you can just click me on, and it doesn't cost you anything. And if you would tell people about it, I'd be very grateful. www.inseason.net. And also, if you would like to leave a donation on PayPal, I'd be very grateful. Our bills are astronomical, and we are in an economic problem. You know that. I'm now in the process of paying our November bills. Never mind December. We're paying November bills, and we've not even got half of it yet. But the Lord is good, and He always gives us what we need. It's pouring out today, and that means your roof might be leaking, and you need Jimmy the Roofer, 617-519-0341, 617-519-0341. Don't let that hole in the roof get bigger, 617-519-0341, 617-519-0341. That's Jimmy the Roofer. And remember, if your friend leads you to Jesus, buy the person a present. If your friend doesn't lead you to Jesus, dump them. Read John's gospel. John's gospel is written so that you might believe and have faith in the name of Jesus. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.